问候每一个弟兄姐妹们，欢迎大家。
So, in 2 weeks, there's going to be a time change here in Vancouver, which won't affect us, but it will affect those that are overseas.
那我们两周以后呢，要就是在11月5号的时候呢，要有一个冬令时的那个改的时间，不会影响我们在现场的这个，我们还是7点半开始，但是会影响国内连线进来的弟兄姐妹的时间。
So that means that, China, the time start will be 11:30.
那也就是说呢，从下下周那个星期六开始呢，就是要国内是在星期六的11点半连线进来了，不是原来的10点半了。
That's not next week, but the week after. So two weeks from tonight.
不是下个星期六，是下下个星期六，就是两周以后。
Tonight I'll be concluding my series on the life and the ministry of our Lord Jesus.
那今天呢 ，Eric 会结束他的这个系列，就是主耶稣基督的一生以及他的服事。
And so the topic tonight is of things to come.
所以今天我们谈论的话题呢是将来要发生的事。
The future.
未来。
And then next week, our brother David Dunlap.From Florida, we'll begin a series on the book of Philippians.
然后呢，再下个就是下个星期五呢，是我们佛罗里达来的弟兄 David Dunlap， 他会给大家讲解腓立比书这卷书。
And his series will take place over the next 2 months, November and December.
那他的这个系列呢，要花2个月的时间，就是11月和12月。
It should be a very interesting.Study. He's a very good Bible teacher, and so I think you'll enjoy it.
那他是一个非常好的圣经教师，所以这个系列呢也会非常有趣。我相信大家呢都会很喜欢。
Now, before we get into our study tonight, I'm going to ask our brother Harold Summers again if he would just ask the Lord's blessing upon us on our meeting and our coming together.
好，那我们开始之前呢，请 Harold 长老带我们做一个开始的祷告，求主呢祝福我们今天聚集在一起学他话语的时间。
Mr. Summers, please.
So, Lord, we're thankful that we can be together tonight to study the Word of God.
主，我们很感恩今天我们能聚集在一起来学习神的话。
And we thank you especially for the Lord Jesus Christ for all the wonderful things that He did for us when He was here on the earth so long ago.
主啊，我们特别的为主耶稣基督感谢你，感谢他在很久以前在地上生活的这时间中做的美好的事情。
And we're thankful, Lord, that He died and then went to heaven. But tonight we're going to be considering the fact that He's going to come back again.
那我们很感恩他，死在十字架上又回到天上去了。那我们今天要学习呢，他学习的是他还会再来。
And Lord, we're excited about the wonderful things that are going to happen when He does return. And we just pray that as we study tonight.We will learn about it in such a way as begin to get excited about it again.
那我们很兴，关于这点很兴奋呢，就是他还会再来，他会再来的时候还会发生一些事情。主啊，盼望我们今天学习呢，达到一个目的，就是对他再来这件事呢，更加的兴奋。
Open our understanding, we pray, and then Lord, we do pray that you'll be gracious to us and give us such an understanding that we'll get all excited.Say, I'm hoping Jesus will come back very soon.
主啊，求你打开我们的悟性，我们祈求你祝福我们，帮助我们，让我们明白这个真理到一个程度，说啊，我真的盼望主再来。
So we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, the world is.Always wondering what is going to come next.
那世人呢总在想，下一面会发生什么事情？
People they pay fortune tellers, they go to their horoscopes, but no one knows what is going to happen in the future.
那人们呢会花钱的去占卜或者请算命的人，但是其实没有人知道将来会发生什么。
But we're thankful that the Bible.Has a very plain understanding, or gives us a plain understanding of future events.
但是我们很感恩呢，圣经给了我们清清楚楚的解释，就是将来要发生什么。
Not only can we know what our future is, if we trust the Lord Jesus as Savior, we know what our future will be.
而且不仅是我们呢，知道自己，如果你是信靠耶稣基督的话，你清清楚楚知道，将来会有什么事发生在你的身上。
We know that those that have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, who have received Him as Savior, that they have a home in heaven.
我们知道，凡是信靠耶稣做他们个人救主的人，他们都在天上有一个家。
And so individually, we know whom we believed, and He is able to bring us to those, the place where He is making a home for us in heaven.
我们都知道，我们每一个人都知道所信的是谁，我们也知道将来他会把我们带到他为我们预备的家里去。
But there's also a larger picture.
但是还有一个比这更大的一个图景。
As important as our personal destiny is concerned, God has revealed in His Word what is going to happen to this world and everyone in it.
对，不仅是关于我们个人的将来的前途，那神呢也启示了将来整个世界以及这世界中的所有的人，他们的未来都是什么。
What about all the kingdoms and all the great empires that have been built in time past and our men are trying to build today? What will be the future of all that?
还有就是过去人们所建立的各种的王朝啊，各种伟大的国度啊，以及将来要建立的，那他们的结局会是什么呢？
Now, our studies so far have, we've gone through the life of the Lord Jesus, His ministry on earth. We've looked at His sacrificial death upon the cross and His burial and His resurrection.
那我们在过去的这个几周的学习中呢，我们仔细地查考了主耶稣基督的生平以及他的服事。那我们学习了他的牺牲的在十字架上为我们所牺牲的死，以及他的埋葬和他的复活。
Now he told his disciples before he went to the cross that he was going away, but that he would come again.
那在他上十字架之前呢，他告诉过他的门徒，他说他要离开，但是呢，他还会再回来。
And so the Lord Jesus, he prepared his disciples.Being with them for 40 days to prepare them for his eventual going into heaven.
然后主复活以后呢，他又在40天的时间里预备他的门徒，预备他真正的离开的那一刻。
And so he confirmed that he really was alive from the dead.
他向门徒再次的证实，他的确从死里复活了。
They touched him and they heard him, they ate and they drank with him.
他们触摸主耶稣，他们听主耶稣说话，他们和主耶稣同吃同喝。
And at one time, 500 people at once saw him.
那曾经有一次呢，有500个人同时的看见了他。
So he proved to his disciples that he had really risen from the dead.
所以他向他的门徒证实，他的确从死里复活了。
But he also gave them a plan for the future.
那同时呢，他也给他们一个未来的计划。
And he told them that they'd have power to preach the gospel to all the world.
那他们会得着能力，能够把福音传向全世界。
And so then he arose, he ascended to heaven while they were watching him, and the cloud received him out of their sight.
然后他就在门徒们的注视下升到天上去了，有一朵云把他接走了。
And for 2,000 years now, the Lord Jesus has been good on his promise. He said, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you.
那在过去的2000年里，主耶稣持守了他的应许，他说我永远不会撇下你，永远不会离弃你。
And for 2,000 years now, the gospel has gone out to every corner of the earth.
然后过去的2000年里，福音呢也传遍了世界的每一个角落。
It's been proclaimed in every language that's spoken by man.
而且他用人类所传讲人类所讲的每一种语言都传达了。
The word of God has been translated to every language on earth.
那神的话呢，就是这本圣经呢，也被翻译成翻译成了这个地上每一种语言。
He said, "I'm going to build my church."
主耶稣说，我要建造我的教会。
And so he's been building his church for 2,000 years.
那他已经建造他的教会造了2000年了。
But now we're near the end of this age.
现在呢，我们已经到了这个时代的末了了。
And again the promise. He says, if I go away, I will come again and receive you to myself.
然后我们今天又回到那个主耶稣那个应许，他说我去了就必再回来接你们到我那里去。
And so there is the future that we want to look at tonight. Now, if you have the notes up on the board there, we're going to follow these notes along and look at other scriptures as well, so that we might get a good idea of the future. What is going to take place from now on?
那现在我们在屏幕上已经分享了这个教材里的内容了，大家可以我们就跟着这个内容呢往下看，同时也会查考一些别的经文，就是我们一起来看将来到底要发生些什么。
So when he was promised to go away, his disciples, they asked him, "What will be the sign of your coming?"
那当他要走的时候呢，他的门徒问他说，你再回来的时候会有什么征兆呢？
Now let's just think about this for a moment.
我们一起来想想。
In the Old Testament, there were many predictions concerning the coming Messiah, the King of Israel, who would be the Savior of the world.
在旧约呢，有很多关于这个弥赛亚要来的预言，就是这个地上的王，将来要做王的那一位，以及这个人类的救赎主，他要来的预言。
His first coming was, of course,when he was born as a baby in a manger.
当然他第一次来呢是以婴儿的形式出生在马槽里的这样的形式来的。
And he offered the kingdom to the nation of Israel.
那他把这个国度呢呈现给他的民呢，就是以色列民族。
Now if Israel had accepted their king,then Israel would have been the chief of the nations, and his kingdom would have spread throughout all the world, and all the kingdoms of the world would have been blessed.
那如果那时候以色列人就接受了这个王的话呢，那以色列这个国家就会成为地上的万国之首，然后他的主耶稣基督这个国度呢，就会从以色列开始延展到全世界。
But in the Old Testament, there were predictions.Concerning the coming Messiah.
那在旧约呢，关于这个将要来的弥赛亚呢，是有很多的预期的预言的。
There are many, many prophecies in the Old Testament that prophesied about a coming king, the king who would reign over all the world from sea to sea.
那旧约的很多的先知呢，都预言将来要来的这个王呢，他的统治呢，会从海的这边到海的那边。
But there were also other prophecies that.Spoke of the Messiah as suffering.
但同时呢，也还有另外一些预言呢，提到这个弥赛亚是要来受难的。
And often these two predictions or two prophecies were contained in the same portion of Scripture.
那通常呢，这两种预言呢，都是在圣经的同一段里面出现的。
For example, let's go to Isaiah chapter 61.
举个例子啊，我们现在翻到以赛亚书的61章。
Isaiah chapter 61. If you have your Bibles, please.
如果大家手里有圣经的话，可以跟我们一起翻到以赛亚书61章。
And verses 1 and 2.
第一和第二节。
This is the Messiah now speaking. God's Son sent into the world. This is Him speaking.
那这两节呢是神的儿子被拆下来的神的儿子弥赛亚自己在说话。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God.
主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华用膏膏我，叫我传好消息给谦卑的人，差遣我医好伤心的人，报告被掳的得释放，被囚的出监牢，报告耶和华的恩年和我们神报仇的日子。
Now notice verse 2 carefully.
我们注意一下第二节，仔细看。
There are two statements in there. Well, there are three, but to comfort all who mourn, but we will just lay that aside for a moment. It's the other two statements.
虽然这节呢有三句话哈，我们把这个安慰一切悲哀的人呢先放到一边，这个跟我们讨论的话题关系不大，我们先看前面两段话，两句话。
So the first statement, did you read it? No.
No.
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
我们看第一句话说是报告耶和华的恩年。
But then the then day of vengeance of our God, those two opposite statements.
然后呢下一句他又说和我们神报仇的日子，这两句话呢是对立的。
Now, we found, and I'll point to a scripture in Luke where this is so, that 1,000, at least 2,000 years are going to intervene between those two statements.
那我们等到读路加福音的时候，我们就明白了，这两句话之间呢，至少相差了2000年。
Now, if you could put up that,
Emily, 另外那个。
I have an illustration that will help us. The top one, please. Yeah.
上面那张，上面那张。wait a moment. 这个图呢是 Eric 长老他自己画的，来解释这个事情。
Yeah. Okay. Now, could you just drop?
Yeah.
Drop it. Oh, that's good. Okay. We're looking at the top drawing now.
我们先看上面这幅图。
And you'll notice it says, what the Old Testament prophets saw.
下面这句话呢写的就是，这是旧约先知所看见的，就是这个样子。
You'll notice that there's a cross on the top of the hill and a crown.
大家可以注意到，在那个山顶上有一个十字架，还有一个王冠。
And the Old Testament prophets, that's what they saw.
那这就是旧约的先知所看见的。
Now,Turn back to Isaiah chapter 53.
我们再回到以赛亚书的53章。
And Isaiah he's expressing his bewilderment. He can't understand this.
那以赛亚在这里表达的呢，就是他不明白。
Because he's describing a Messiah.That is going to suffer.
因为他在这里描述的呢，就是一个要受难的弥赛亚。
It says, who has believed our report?
所以第一节他就说，我们所传的有谁信呢？
It says, look at verse 3. He's despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief.
我们看第三节，他说他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。
And again, verse 4, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows.
我们再看第四节，他又说他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
In verse 5, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities.
再看第五节，他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。
But at the same time, we read in verse 12.
那同时呢，我们在十二节又读到。
Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and I shall divide the spoil with the strong.
他说我要使他与伟大的同分，与强盛的均分掳物。
That means that he would inherit all things. God was going to raise him up and give him glory.
那这句话呢是说呢，他会得着一切产业，神会兴起他，给他荣耀。
There's a number of places through Scripture, we don't have time to look at them tonight, that picture a suffering Savior, but also a coming King, a glorious kingdom to come.
那旧约圣经里有多处这样的地方，我们今天没有时间呢，一一查看了。这些地方的共同特点呢，就是它都讲了描述了一个受难的弥赛亚，那同时呢，又把它描述成一个王，一个得荣耀的王。
And so when the Lord Jesus came first, he announced this glorious kingdom.
所以主耶稣基督第一次来的时候呢，他就宣告了这个荣耀的国度。
The disciples that he chose, well, first of all, John the Baptist came before the Lord Jesus, and he proclaimed the coming kingdom.
那首先呢是施洗约翰呢，他在主耶稣基督之前呢就宣告这个天国近了，宣告天国要来了。
His message was, "Get ready for the King."
那他的传讲的信息就是你们要为要来的这个王做好准备。
And then Jesus came.
然后耶稣就来了。
And his message was to the people, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, it's here.
然后主耶稣基督他传讲的信息呢是说你们要悔改，天国近了，你们要悔改。
And he chose 12 disciples and had them go all through Israel preaching that same message, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
然后呢他就拣选了12个使徒，让他们呢走遍以色列的这个各个地方传讲同样的信息，就是天国近了，你们要悔改。
And every village and every town in Israel heard that message by the messengers of the Lord Jesus.
所以在这十二个门徒的传讲下，以色列的每一个村庄、每一个市镇，他们都听到了这样的信息。
But they didn't believe.
但是他们不相信。
They rejected their Messiah.
他们拒绝了他们的弥赛亚。
They crucified their King.
他们把他们的王钉在了十字架上。
Now,when we look at the Old Testament, as I say, we see these two pictures together.
我刚才说过了，当我们读旧约的时候，我们是把这两幅图画是并在一起看的。
A suffering Messiah on the one hand, but a glorious King coming in power on the other.
那一方面呢是一个受难的弥赛亚，另外一面呢是一个要来的荣耀的有全能的王。
So they crucified their king.
所以他们把他们的王钉在了十字架上。
You see, what they didn't realize, what they couldn't see.
他们当时没有意识到他们有东西没有看见。
That there's going to be two comings, not just one coming.
那就是他们没有看见的是，其实是有两次来，弥赛亚来两次，而不是一次。
See, they see, this is what they saw. They saw one coming in the Old Testament.
所以这旧约的人呢，他们只看到弥赛亚来一次，这就是他们所看到的景象。
And so if you'll give us the other one now, please. Yes.
好，我们现在看下面这幅图。
In this one, you can see that there's a valley between two peaks that appeared as one.
在这幅图里面看到在两个山峰之间呢有一个山谷。
And you can see that the first coming, the Messiah was cut off, but thenThere's a great period of time pictured as this valley in between.
那我们可以看到第一个山峰呢，就是主耶稣基督第一次来的时候，就是弥赛亚被剪除了。然后接下去呢，就是很长的一段时间，就是那个山谷。
And so there is going to be a second coming.
那既然有山谷呢，就意味着他一定会再来第二次。
And that second coming is when the Lord Jesus comes from heaven.Where he is going to come to earth and set up that glorious kingdom that the Old Testament prophets had predicted.
那第二次他再来的时候呢，就是主耶稣从天上来到地上，建立他那个荣耀的国度。这个荣耀的国度就是旧约的先知所预言的。
Now, Peter, if you go to Peter chapter 1, First Peter chapter 1, yes.
好，我们翻到彼得前书第一章。
And Peter, one of the disciples of the Lord Jesus, was speaking here about the salvation of God.
那彼得呢，作为主耶稣基督的使徒之一啊，他在这里在讲救恩。
He says of this verse 9.
第九节。
Or verse 10, sorry.
第十节。
He says of this salvation, the prophets have inquired and searched carefully, who prophesied of the grace that would come to you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating.When he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow.
论到这救恩，那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知早已详细的寻求考察，就是考察在他们心里基督的灵，预先证明基督受苦难，后来得荣耀，是指着什么时候，并怎样的时候。
The Old Testament prophets they couldn't understand how this.Messiah could suffer and also come in glory.
那旧约的先知他们不明白为什么这个弥赛亚一方面他是受难的，一方面他又是带着荣耀在荣耀里来的呢？
But this introduced, you see, God's master plan.
但是呢，这却恰好引入了神的这个最伟大的计划。
The kingdom that Jesus offered the nation of Israel, when they refused it and crucified him.It was set aside.
那这个计划呢，就是当主耶稣把这个国度啊，给以色列人的时候，以色列人拒绝了这个王，把他钉在十字架上以后呢，神就把以色列这个民族先放到了一边。
There's a glorious future for Israel and all the nations of the world. That kingdom will be set up.
那将来呢，会有以色列荣耀的时刻，以及众世界上的各国都得福的时刻。那是将来的事情。
But God had a master plan.
但是在这中间，神有一个伟大的杰作，伟大的计划。
And that plan was that he would get a bride for his son.
那这个计划呢，就是他要给他的儿子娶一个新娘。
That he would save out of all the nations a special people just for himself.
他要从这世界各国里面救一些人，特别的人归给自己的。
They wouldn't be just subjects of a kingdom. They would be as close to Christ as a bride is to her groom.
那这些人呢，不是仅仅是将来国度里的子民，而是他们和基督的关系啊，如此亲近，就像新娘和新郎一样亲近。
You'll see between those two mountain peaks, we have written the mystery of the church.
大家可以看这张图上，在两个山峰之间呢，我们写了字，就是教会的奥秘。
The church, which is the body of Christ.
教会呢，就是基督的身体。
And that's God's purpose during this age.
那这就是在我们这个时代呢，神的目的了。
It's called the age of grace.
我们这个时代呢，叫恩典时代。
The Old Testament prophecies, they were suspended, they stopped.
那旧约的预言呢，关于以色列的预言呢，就暂停了。
And so, the Lord Jesus telling his disciples said, I'm going to come again.
主耶稣跟他的门徒说，我还会再来。
Now, the coming of the Lord is also in two phases.
那主耶稣基督再来呢，也分两个阶段。
The first phase is when he comes for his bride.
那第一个阶段呢，他是为他的新娘而来。
He comes secretly.
而且是悄悄的来。
It's called the rapture.
我们管这个叫教会的被提。
Before he comes as king, he's going to claim his bride.
当他以王的身份再来之前呢，他会先把他的新娘带走。
So the first phase of his second coming won't be seen by the world.
所以他第二次再来的第一个阶段呢，这世人是看不见的。
Because the world is going to undergo judgment and a terrible time called the Great Tribulation Period.
因为这个世界呢，将要经历非常恐怖的、可怕的一个时期呢，就是大灾难时期。
His bride is not going to go through a time of judgment.
那但是他的新娘呢，不会经过这个审判的时期。
So he told his disciples this.
所以他对他的门徒说
，In John chapter 14，
在约翰福音的十四章里
，John chapter 14。He comforts them by saying, "Don't let your hearts be troubled."
主耶稣在这里呢，安慰他的门徒。他说，第一节，你们心里不要忧愁。
You believe in God, believe also in me.
你们信神，也当信我。
Says, "In my Father's house are many mansions."
在我父的家里有许多住处。
He says, "If it were not so, I would have told you."
若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。
See, he's talking about the Father's house here. That's where he's going to bring his bride.
那这里呢，他讲到父的家，那将来他要把他的新娘呢，就是带到父的家里去。
When he comes as king in power and glory, the second phase, he's going to set up his kingdom on earth. It'll be a visible kingdom.
那他再来的第二阶段呢，他会在这地上建立他的国度，那这个是能够看见的国度。
He says again in verse, he says, I go to prepare a place for you.
然后他接着说，我去原是为你们预备地方。
Just as a groom prepares a place for his bride, the Lord Jesus is preparing a place for the church.
那就像新娘要为新郎预备一个家一样的，那主耶稣呢，也要为他的教会预备一个家。
Now, how do you get in the church?
那你怎么才能够成为教会的一员呢？
Right now is what called the age of grace.
我们现在所处的就是恩典的时代。
Grace means undeserved favor.
那恩典呢，就是不配得的好处。
We're living in the most important and blessed time of all time.
我们现在所处的是众多时代里面最重要也是最蒙福的这样的时代。
If we believe that Jesus died for our sins, and that he has washed us white as snow, then he will receive us to himself. We will become sons and daughters of God.
那如果我们相信耶稣为我们的罪死了，他会把我们洗得像雪，就是白雪一样白的话呢，我们就成了我们相信这一点呢，我们就成了神的儿女了。
We don't have to do anything because he did it all on the cross. He died for us in our place.
我们不需要做什么，因为他在十字架上做了一切，他已经为我们死了。
And when you trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you become united to him. He actually comes into your very heart.
那如果你信靠耶稣做你的救主以后呢，你就和他连接在一起了。事实上就是他住到了你的心里来了。
You become united to him in the spirit.
你就在灵里和他合一了。
You become one with God.
你就和神成为一体了。
And it's not a long process of hard religious endeavor.
这个不是很长的一个宗教化的努力的过程。
It's just simply believing what God says.
就是简简单单相信神所说的话就行了。
He says, "Him that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out."
他说，凡是到我这里来的人，我绝不撇弃他。
And so the beautiful, that's how you get into the church.
那这就是这个美丽的真理啊，就是你怎么能够进入教会。
And he continues to tell his disciples, he says, "I'm going away, but I'm going away to prepare a place for you."
然后他就对门徒说，我会走的，但是我去是为了你们预备地方的。
And he says, if I go, verse 3, and prepare a place for you, I'm going to come again and receive you to myself.
然后第三节他说，我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。
So the first phase of his coming again is to take his bride to the Father's house.
所以他第二次再来的第一个阶段呢，就是要把他的新娘接到父的家里去。
It's called the rapture.
我们管这个叫被提，教会的被提。
The rapture because it happens that fast.
那这被提呢，就是它是一下子发生的。
In a moment of time.
对，就是一瞬间。
The dead that have died in the last 2,000 years are going to be caught up, resurrected.
那在过去两千年里死了的圣徒呢，会一下子复活，被提到天上。
And we who are living are going to be instantly changed.
然后我们那个时候还活在地上的人呢，会瞬间被改变。
To be caught up together with them, those that have been raised from the dead, with them.And we're going to meet the Lord in the air. He's going to receive us to himself in the air.
我们也会和那些从死里复活的圣徒一样被提到空中跟主相遇，然后永永远远和他在一起。
Now do you think I made this up?
你觉得我是我自己编出这些话的吗？
No, I can, let's look at what God says.
我们来看看神是怎么说的。
Thessalonians chapter 4, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
看帖撒罗尼迦前书的四章。
Says verse 14 of chapter 4.
四章的十五节。
I'll read it through. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord. It's not my word, it's the word of the Lord.That we who are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall.Always be with the Lord.
我们从十四节一直读到十七节。我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里信了睡了的人，神也必将他与耶稣一同带来。我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事：我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响。那在基督里死了的人必先复活。以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。
What a glorious hope that is. That's called in the Bible of the blessed hope.
这是多么充满荣耀的盼望啊，在圣经里管这个叫蒙福的盼望。
Then what?
然后会怎么样呢？
Well, there's going to be rewards given.For those who's in faithful service have served the Lord here on earth.
然后呢，就是颁奖的时刻了，就是那些在地上忠心服侍主的人呢，会得到奖赏。
Then there's going to be the wedding supper.
然后呢，会是婚礼的筵席。
Of the Lamb.
就是羔羊神羔羊的婚宴。
That's in heaven.
这是发生在天上的。
What happens on earth?
那地上那个时候是什么情况呢？
We read about in the book of Revelation, from chapter 6 to the chapter 19, we can read many, many symbolic events that take place during the earth.
那我们在启示录的六章到第十九章呢，我们也可以看到很多象征性的描述，就是告诉我们那个时候世上要发生的事情。
These world systems that crucified the Lord Jesus Christ are still in operation today under the power of the evil one, the God of this world, Satan.
那今天这个钉死主耶稣基督这个世界体系啊，它依然还是在那空中掌权者，就是那撒旦的权势统治之下的。
Many say why isn't evil punished？
那很多人都说，为什么邪恶得不到审判呢
？Because God is long suffering in this age today. He's not willing that any should perish.
因为在这个时代啊，神是恒久忍耐的，他不希望任何人失丧。
But when His patience runs out.
当他忍耐到了尽头的时候
，and the door of salvation closes，
就救恩的门关上的时候
，and he gathers his own to heaven，
他把他属他自己的人已经接到天上去了以后
，then God's judgments are going to come upon this world that crucified His Son and persecuted His saints。
然后神的审判就会临到这个世界体系，这个世界呢，就是钉死他的儿子，以及迫害他的圣徒的世界。
And that seven-year period of time is a 7 years that is given to the world in judgment in order that they might repent, but they do not repent.
那这个七年呢，灾难的时期是神降在地上给世人的审判，是盼望他们悔改的，但是他们不悔改。
And at the end of that seven-year period, he comes out of heaven. He is in manifestation in his power, and he takes the kingdoms that are his, and he reigns for 1,000 years.
然后在这七年末了的时候，主耶稣基督会从天降临，他会在地上建立原本就属于他的这个国度，而且会在地上统治1000年。
Now, these two phases of his second coming, first of all for his church, and then to come to earth to reign. Those are the two phases of his coming.
好，这就是。主耶稣基督第二次来的两个阶段，第一个阶段呢是为他的教会而来，第二个阶段呢就是他要在这地上掌权统治的这个阶段。
The first phase is called, I said, the rapture.
那第一个阶段呢，我刚才说了，我们管它叫教会的被提。
The second phase is called the manifestation or the revelation of Jesus Christ.
那第二个阶段呢叫耶稣的显现。
The first coming of the Lord for the church was a mystery. It was never revealed in the Old Testament.
那主耶稣基督第一次为他的教会而来这件事呢，是在旧约的时候是一个奥秘，在旧约的时候从来没有启示过。
It wasn't the subject of Old Testament prophecy. You'll search in vain for the church in the Old Testament.
这不是旧约的先知所预言的内容。如果你去查找旧约的预言，找关于教会的预言的话呢，你会徒然无功的。
But the coming of the king is prophesied many places in the Old Testament. We'll look at just one for sake of time.
但是要这个王要再来要来这件事情呢，却是在旧约的预言里面讲了很多很多的地方，我们可以看几处。
He says here in Psalm chapter 2.
我们看诗篇的第二篇。
The psalmist is writing, he says, Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us.
一节到三节，外邦为什么争闹？万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？世上的君王一起起来，臣宰一同商议，要抵挡耶和华，并他的受膏者，说：我们要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索。
That's the attitude of the great kings and the great dictators and the great leaders of this world that defy the living God for their own power.
那这三节讲的就是这个地上的这些所有的统治者，这些领袖，这些君王，他们对于神的主权的这个态度。
But then verse 4 says, He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure.
然后我们看第四、第五节，就说那坐在天上的必发笑，主必嗤笑他们。那时，他要在怒中责备他们，在烈怒中惊吓他们。
And then he predicts that the king will come.
然后他就预言到王要来了。
Yet I have set my king on my holy hill Zion.
第六节说，我已经立我的君在锡安，我的圣山上了。
And so on. But you could read of yourself many places in the Old Testament. You read about the coming king, the glorious reign of the son of David.
那圣经有很多地方大家可以自己去读啊，就讲到将来要来的那个王，以及这个大卫的子孙呢，将来要在这地上有荣耀的统治。
Now, another difference between the two comings is that the first coming of Jesus for his own is going to be secret.
那这两次主耶稣基督来的这个两个阶段，再来的两个阶段，还有一个区别呢，就是第一次他为教会而来的是秘密的。
But the, when he comes to take power on earth, every eye is going to see him.
但是他第二次再来地上掌权的时候呢，是每一个眼，每一双眼睛都能看到他的。
He's going to come out of heaven visibly.
他会让人就是亲眼见到他从天上来。
Also, in the first coming for the church, the meeting place is in the air. We're going to rise to meet him in the air.
还有一个区别呢，就是主耶稣基督第一次为教会而来的时候呢，我们和主相遇的地方是在空中，我们是在空中与主相遇的。
In the second coming, when he is manifested, Zechariah says his feet are going to come back and stand on Mount Olive, the Mount of Olives.
那主耶稣基督他再来统治的时候呢，那他呢是会来到这个地上，就像撒迦利先知撒迦利亚预言的说，他的脚会踩在橄榄山上。
And when he comes, we're going to come with him. The church is going to come with him.
而且他来统治掌权的时候呢，我们教会是会和他一起来的。
Now, let's read what Paul writes to the Colossians, Colossians chapter 3.
我们来看看哥罗西书的三章，保罗对哥罗西教会的人是怎么说的。
Colossians chapter 3 and verse 4.
三章四节，哥罗西书三章四节。
When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
For the believer, Christ is our life.
对信徒来说呢，基督就是我们的生命。
When you are born again by the Spirit of God, you receive the Spirit of God, yes, but you receive the life of Christ as well.
当你从灵里重生了以后，当然你领受了神的灵没有问题，同时呢，你也领受了基督的生命。
Some people say, "Well, I can't live a Christian life. How can I live that way?"
有人说，哎呀，我活不出一个基督徒的生命啊，我怎么才能活出那个样子呢
？Well, let me tell you, it's impossible.
我告诉你，靠你是不可能的。
You and I cannot live the Christian life.
你和我是不能活出基督徒的生命的。
It's Christ who is in us that lives that life, and we allow that life that is in us, born by the Spirit of God, to live out. He's our life.
而是基督是在我们里面的基督的生命，他才能够活出那样的样子。我们所需要的做的是，就让基督从我们里面活出来，活成活达到那个标准，活出那个样子。
But the point, the main point here, I want you to get is that when he appears, that is, when he appears to the world, then he says, you're going to appear with him in glory.
那在这句话里的这个重点呢，我想大家希望大家能明白的就是他显现，基督显现就是他显现给世人看的时候，那他说你们也会和他一同显现在荣耀里。
He said, I'm going to take you to be with me where I am.
主说我在哪里，我要把你们也带到那里。
And we're going to be with him when he comes.
当他再来的时候，所以他再来的时候，我们会和他在一起的。
He's our life, and we're going to appear with him when he comes to take this power and reign on earth, comes to earth in great power. We're coming with him.
所以基督是我们的生命，所以他要到地上来统治掌权的时候呢，我们是会和他一起来到地上的。
We got a beautiful picture of that in Revelation chapter 19.
我们在启示录的十九章呢，有关于这一点的一个美丽的图画。
Revelation chapter 19。
启示录十九章。
And verse 11。
十一节。
Now I saw heaven opened, and behold a white horse.And he who sat on him was called faithful and true. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God.
我们先读十一节到第十三节。我观看见天开了，有一匹白马，骑在马上的称为诚信真实。他审判征战都按着公义，他的眼睛如火焰，他头上戴着许多冠冕，又有写着的名字，除了他自己没有人知道。他穿着见了血的衣服，他的名称为神之道。
This is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ.
这不是别人，就是主耶稣基督。
Verse 16, he has a name written on his robe.And on his thigh, written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
十六节说，在他的衣服和大腿上有名写着说，万王之王，万主之主。
He is the undisputed King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他是名副其实的万王之王，万主之主。
Now, verse 14.
好，我们再看十四节。
It talks about the armies in heaven.
他讲的是天上的，讲到了天上的众军。
Describes them as being clothed in fine linen, white and clean, and they follow him on white horses.
这里面描写着天上的众军呢，是说他们骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，又白又洁，跟随他。
Now, who are these armies in heaven?
那这些天上的众军是谁呀？
Well, they're described for us in the previous portion.
那在前面的部分呢，有关于他们的描述。
Now notice this in verse, we back up to verse 7.
好，我们回去看这同一章前面的第七节。
Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen,is the righteous acts of the saints.
第七、第八节，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
Those robes that the armies in heaven will be wearing will be those that have been earned by their righteous acts.
那这些他们身上所穿的这个天上的众军所穿的这个洁白光明的细麻衣啊，就是他们靠地上的义行所赚来的。
And in verse 14, where it says that they will be joining him, they are described as those that are dressed in just such a fashion.
所以第十四节讲到的这个跟随基督的这个天上的众军呢、啊，他们穿的就是这样的细麻衣，又白又洁。
Now some people try to think that there's only one coming of the Lord.To take his power, to judge his saints, and it's all a mix-up.
那有些人呢会认为主耶稣基督再来就是一个阶段，就是他来了，然后他会夺了地上的权，然后也会审判他的圣徒。
That means that his bride is going to have to go through a time of judgment and war.
但是这个呢就把所有的搅和在一起了，那就意味着他呢也会来审判他的惩罚，审判他的新娘，也会经过他的新娘也要经过这样的大灾难时期。
There's a real problem with that.
那这的确是有大问题了。
Because Jesus has suffered for you and for me that we might never have to suffer.
因为基督已经为你和为我受过一次苦难了，所以我们不需要再受这样的惩罚了。
He underwent the judgment of God that we'll never see the judgment of God.
他已经过了神的审判，我们不需要再经过神的审判。
The world is going to be judged.
但是这个世界需要经过审判。
But he's not going to judge his bride.
但他不会再审判他的新娘了。
But we're going to come in our renewed bodies with him down to earth.To take the kingdom, to be right with him when he takes the kingdom.
我们呢会穿上我们已经得到的这个新的身体啊，我们会以这个新的身体的形式呢和出现和主耶稣基督一起来。当他在地上得了他的国度的时候，我们会和他在一起得这个国度。
And then he's going to set up his kingdom.
然后他会在这地上建立他的国度。
It'll be a time of 1,000 years of peace on earth.
那这个国度呢，会带来这个地上有一千年的平安的时代。
They're going to beat their plow, their swords into plowshares, they says.
他们会把这个枪啊打成犁头，就是犁地的那个犁头。
In other words, all the instruments of cruelty and war are going to be turned into instruments for peace and prosperity.
那也就是说呢，所有的残酷的战争的这个工具啊，都会被改造成和平的用于生产的工具。
Can you imagine today how many millions of dollars have been expended on bombs and planes and destruction of villages and towns and buildings in the world just today, on this one day?
嗯，你能想象今天啊，人们花多少钱呢？多少成百上千万的这个钱呢？就用来制造炸弹、制造飞机，去毁灭一个又一个的村庄和城镇呢？即使就在今天都是这样。
And there's 365 days in a year.
而且一年365天，天天都是这样。
Can you imagine that if all the finances that went into financing wars went into building and for peaceful purposes, what this world, how prosperous it would be?
所以大家能想象吗？如果现在用于战争的这些财力啊，全部都用来投入到和平的建设的话，这个世界会繁荣成什么样子呢？
And then take away the need of hospitals because there aren't going to be any people, and funeral homes. There won't be many need for funeral homes.
那时候也不会有医院了，也不会有这个需要葬礼的办葬礼的地方了。
The world is going to experience a great time of peace and prosperity and joy, great joy, during 1,000 year reign of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在耶稣作王的这一千年里啊，这世界的人会充分的享受平安、富足以及喜乐，极大的喜乐。
You would think then that everything would end perfectly.
你可能会觉得哦，一切都会美好的结束了。
Unfortunately, there will be those that born during the millennium that will not be born again by the Spirit of God and will be secretly in their heart opposed to the King of Kings.
但是很不幸的是啊，在千禧年出生的人当中，有一部分人呢，他们在心底里依然是没有真正的重生，他依然是抵挡基督的。
Now turn with me to chapter 20 of the book of Revelation.
好，我们翻到启示录的二十章。
Here's a sad commentary on the human heart.
这是关于人心的一个很令人忧伤的一个评论呢。
Now when the 1,000 years have expired,
当这千禧年这一千年过去的时候，
Satan will be released from his prison.
那撒旦呢会被从这个监狱里放出来。
During the 1,000 years, Satan will have been bound up, chained up in a prison, so he couldn't deceive the nations.
在这一千年当中，撒旦会被困在这个监狱里，让他不能出来再迷惑地上的人了。
But then, we read in verse 8, but he will be released.And he will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city, that is Jerusalem. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are.And they will be tormented day and night forever.
我们从第七节开始读。那一千年完了，撒旦必从监牢里被释放出来，要迷惑地上四方的列国，就是哥格和马各，叫他们聚集征战。他们的人数多如海沙，他们上来遍满了全地，围住圣徒的营与蒙爱的城。蒙爱的城就是耶路撒冷，就有火从天上降下，烧灭了他们。那迷惑他们的魔鬼被扔在硫磺的火湖里，就是兽和假先知所在的地方。他们必昼夜受痛苦，直到永永远远。
This is the last test of man.
这是对人类的最后一次测试。
You see, Everybody thinks that if there was a perfect environment, then there would be no evil.
每个人都认为啊，如果我们的环境是绝对美好的话呢，就不会有邪恶了。
Well, the Lord Jesus is, comes and he reigns 1,000 years, a perfectly righteous government.
但是主耶稣基督的确来到地上，他统治了一千年，这一千年里呢，是有绝对的公义的。
The judges that sit, to judge on the earth, they're going to judge in righteousness and truth.
那所有在地上掌权审这个做法官做审判的人呢，他们都是用公义和真理来审判的。
Nobody during the millennium is going to be defrauded or cheated.
那在千禧年的里面啊，没有人会被受骗的。
If you go to before a judge, the judge will judge in perfect righteousness.
如果你去一个法官那里呢，那法官会按照完全的公义来审判的。
There will be no unrighteousness.
没有，绝对没有不义的事了。
Because the Lord Jesus is going to rule the rod of iron. It's going to be very strict.
因为主耶稣基督那时候会用铁杖辖管列国，他的统治会非常的严格。
Any evil will be immediately punished.
凡是有邪恶的事，当场立即就会遭到审判。
So with an environment like that, you'd think that evil would disappear.
那大家可能会想，在这样的环境下，可能邪恶的事就会消失了吧？
Oh, it does. Outwardly, it disappears. But don't forget the human heart.
当然，在外面的显现出来的呢，的确是邪恶的事没有了。但是别忘了人的心里面。
The human heart is evil, deceitful, desperately wicked.
那人心诡诈，坏到极处啊！
We think of ourselves before we think of God.
当我们想神之前，先想想自己。
We think of ourselves before we think of God's or people who are made in the image of God.
当我们想想神以及被神所按照神的形象所造的人之前啊，先想想自己。
And that selfishness in the human heart is capable of every.Describable evil.
是我们里面的这个自私啊，就是产生了这个每一种可以描述出来的邪恶。
And there's going to be lots in the millennium who are born during the millennium who never truly in their hearts received the king there.
所以有很多在千禧年出生的人呢，他们在心里从来没有真正的接受这个王。
They pay lip service.
当然，他们嘴上呢是服侍这个王的。
They only obey the king because they'll be punished if they don't.
他们之所以顺服这个王呢，是因为如果他们不顺服的话，他们会被惩罚。
But you know what happens to them is that they tend to move, they migrate. There's going to be a great migration during the millennium.
但是他们会做什么呢？在千禧年的当中会有一个很大的一个移民呢，就是这些人呢会慢慢的移出去。
Jerusalem is going to be the center.
在千禧年里面的耶路撒冷会是全世界的中心。
That's where the center of the law will come. That's where the center of worship will come. Everybody comes to worship at Jerusalem.
那这是会是一个法律的中心，也会是敬拜的一个中心。每个人呢都到耶路撒冷来敬拜。
But it would seem that.There'll be a big migration of those that in their hearts have never received the king they want to move. So they move to the four corners of the earth, north, south, east, and west.
然后这个期间呢会有一次大迁徙，就是那些心里不是真正的相信基督的人呢，他们会从中间耶路撒冷呢逐渐往外移，往外迁徙，迁到世界的四角，就是东南西北四个角落。
And after 1,000 years, the devil is released for a purpose.
然后一千年结束以后呢，那神是有意把撒旦放出来了。
He's going to search out those that have never received the king.
他会去找那些从来没有接受这个基督的这个王的人。
And he's going to deceive them.
撒旦会去迷惑他们。
And they're going to learn war.In those four corners of the earth,
他们会在这个地的四极啊学习战争。
And they're going to come up against Jerusalem, And they're going to surround that city and they're going to try and to overcome the king.
然后他们会来围住耶路撒冷啊，他们会想要去推翻这个王。
The fire is going to come down out of heaven.
结果呢，就有火从天降下。
Destroy them.
把他们都毁灭了。
That's the end of time.
这就是末了的事了。
Because there's going to be a great, a new heaven and a new earth.
因为接下去呢，会有新天新地。
But before that, there's going to be a judgment.
但是在此之前呢，会有一个审判。
Chapter 20 and verse 11.
启示录的二十章的十一节。
We read there about a great white throne judgment.
我们在这里读到了一个白色的大宝座的审判。
And it says that here that he that sat on it from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was no more, found no place for them.
在这里面说，一个白色的大宝座与坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避，再无可见之处了。
The dead, he says in verse 12, small and great, standing before God,And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
十二节到第十五节，我又看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前。案卷展开了，并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。于是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，他们都照个人所行的受审判。死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。若有人名字没记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
When that great white throne is set up and God is revealed as the judge.
所以当白色大宝座设立起来的时候呢，那神呢就是以一个审判官的形象出现了。
The very elements of the universe are going to flee away.
所以整这个宇宙的所有的物质都要逃避了。
And there's going to be just that, and there will be the souls of those that had died.
那站在宝座前的就只有那些死了的灵魂了。
Their souls are waiting in the grave, in a holding place, until they are brought before that throne.
那这些灵魂呢是被暂时留在一个等候的地方，直到他们被带到白色大宝座之前。
Now I want to assure you, dear Christian, you'll never.Have to stand before that throne.
我可以明确地告诉每一个基督徒，你们是不会站在白色大宝座之前的。
These are the dead. These are those that have died without the life of Christ.
那站在宝座前的都是那些没有死了的人，而且是没有基督的生命的人死的死了的人。
Those that have died that have refused the light.
是那些拒绝了光的人。
These are ones that have chosen their own way rather than God's way.
是那些选择他们自己的道路而不是神的道路的人。
And they have died in their sins without their sins forgiven.
他们是在他们的罪里死了，而且他们的罪没有得到赦免。
But when they die, the record of their sins doesn't die with them.
虽然他们当时的肉体死了，但是他们所犯的罪没有和他们一起死掉。
Hitler may have committed suicide.But his sins are going to follow him to the great white throne judgment.
希特勒可能是他自己是自杀了，但是他的罪呢，却一直会跟着他，直到跟他一起来到白色大宝座前。
Everything that happens in the universe is written down for us, written down in the books.
那这宇宙当中发生的所有的事情啊，都写在了这卷书里。
They're going, those books are going to be opened.
然后这些书呢会被打开。
And people are going to be judged according to their works.
那人呢会按照他们所行的，照他们所行的受审判。
But there's going to be another book there.
这里面还有另外一卷书。
And that book is going to be opened too.
这卷书也要被打开。
That's called the Lamb's Book of Life.
这卷书呢就叫做羔羊的生命册。
And all those simple folks in humility that have bowed before the Lord Jesus Christ and received his salvation, their names are written in that Lamb's Book of Life.
那些谦卑的俯伏在主耶稣基督的脚前接受他的救恩的人呢，他们的名字会在这生命册上。
And when the dead stand before that great white throne, that book is going to be opened. A search will be made to ensure that that name is not written in the book of life.
那这些死人呢，他们站在白色大宝座之前呢，生命册也会展开，而且会在上面去查一下他们的名字，确认他们的名字没有写在生命册上。
If their names are not written in the book, Lamb's book of life, then all that is written in the other books, they are going to have to answer for.
那如果他们的名字、啊、没有写在生命册上，那样的话，那在另外的书上所写的关于他们的一切事、啊、他们都要向神交账了。
Everyone is going to suffer punishment.
那每一个人呢都要受到惩罚。
Some more, some less.
有些多一些，有些人少一些。
But all are condemned.
但每个人都会被定罪。
And that's what's called the second death.
这被叫做第二次的死。
The first death, of course, is the death of the body.
那第一次死呢，就是我们这个肉体的死。
That is the separation of the soul from the body.
第一次的死呢，肉体的死呢，就是灵魂和身体的分离。
The second death is the eternal separation of the soul from God.
那第二次的死呢，就是永远的，你的灵永远的和神分离了。
Very solemn.
这是非常严肃的事。
But there's opportunity. You see, this is the day of grace.
但是现在还有机会，因为现在还是恩典的时代。
This is the day that God is receiving sinners.
现在这个时代，神还在接纳罪人。
Now you didn't come here tonight by chance.
你今天来到这里不是偶然的。
God brought you here for a purpose.
是神有意识的把你带到这里来的。
That you might have an opportunity before he comes, and he's coming very soon.
让你在他再来之前，还能有机会，因为他来的时候近了。
So then what happens after that?
那在这之后会发生什么呢？
After judgment, when the dead are separated forever, then forever, then there's a new heavens and a new earth.
当审判结束，这死人永远和神分，死了的被审判的人永远和神分离以后呢，现在就有了新天新地。
Read these glorious things.
读这些荣耀的事情吧。
From a terrible picture of the great white throne and the judgments there, we have this glorious picture of eternity.
所以在读完这个。白色大宝座这个可怕的审判的景象之后呢，我们现在来到了这个荣耀的永恒了。
Chapter 21, verse 1.
21章的第一节。
Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. And there was also no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem.Coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle or the dwelling place of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷 由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如心腹装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
So what is it? Where does it end?
这个终局到底在哪里呢？
The kingdom. Where does the kingdom go from there?
为什么这个国度到底到什么地方结束呢？
Well, it's an eternal kingdom.
那就是一个永恒的国度。
And so we read in 1 Corinthians, if you will, 1 Corinthians and chapter 15.
我们读一下哥林多前书的十五章。
And I'd like to read a portion there, starting in verse 20.
我想给大家读一段呢，是从二十节开始的。
But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death,By man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. But each one in his own order, Christ the firstfruits. Afterward, those that are Christ's that is coming.
但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人出熟的果子。死既是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。但个人是按着自己的次序复活，出熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的。
So there's a brief overview of what we have talked about tonight, but then look at verse 24.
刚才这几节呢，刚好的简略的总结了我们今天晚上所讲的内容。
Then comes the end.
好，我们再看24节。
When he, that is Christ, delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and of power. For he must reign until he has put all enemies under his feet, and the last enemy that will be destroyed is death, for he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it's evident that he who put all things under him is accepted. Now when all things are made subject to him, then the Son himself will be subject to him who put all things under him, that God may be all and in all.
24-28节，在后末期到了，那时基督即将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交与父神，因为基督必要作王，等神把一切仇敌都放在他的脚下。近末了所毁灭的仇敌就是死，因为经上说，神叫万物都伏在他的脚下。既说万物都服了他，明显那叫万物服他的不在其内了。万物既服了他，那时子也要自己服那叫万物服他的，叫神在万物之上为万物之主。
So Christ is going to reign that glorious millennial kingdom for 1,000 years, and then the enemies are all going to be destroyed, and there's going to be the great judgment. And then he will I'll let you go ahead.
主耶稣呢会在这一千年的千禧年当中呢掌权做王，然后呢他会把他的仇敌全部都消灭掉，然后会有白色大宝座的审判。
And then Christ will deliver up that kingdom to the Father.
然后基督呢会把这个国交给他的父。
This is the Father that gave him the kingdom.
是这个国本来就是父交给他的。
And it goes back now to the Father.
现在他把这个国还回给父。
And so that God then can receive the kingdom and all that is in it.
然后现在呢，神可以接回这个国以及所有在国里的。
And God will be all and in all.
然后神呢，就成为了万物之主。
Oh, there will be distinctions. I mean, there will be the church, which is his bride.
那我们还是要区分一下，就是教会呢是基督的新娘。
And the eternal kingdom will certainly exist in a different form.
但是这个永恒的国度呢，一定会和教会是一个不同的形式存在的。
Because there's going to be a new heavens and a new earth. It's a spiritual heavens, a spiritual earth.
那时候的新天新地啊，是会是一个属灵上的天，属灵上的地。
So it'll be a spiritual kingdom.
所以也会有一个灵里的国度，属灵的国度。
A glorious kingdom.
荣耀的国度。
Now, eye has not seen, nor has the ear heard the things that God has prepared for them that love Him.
那神为爱他的人所预备的，是我们心所未曾想，眼所未曾见，耳所未曾听过的。
But Paul says.The Spirit has revealed them to us.
但是保罗说，圣灵呢已经把这些都显给我们看了。
Doesn't your imagination go to that glorious place? Let your imagination go to the most wonderful things that you can possibly imagine. They're going to be in the kingdom.
你有没有现在已经展开你想象的翅膀，在遨游在这个永恒的国度里呢？你尽可以这样做。
There'll be eternal peace.
那时候会有永远的和平。
You'll find true love.
你会在那里找到真正的爱。
Because it's a kingdom of love.
因为这是一个爱的国度。
Joy unspeakable.
有说不出的喜乐。
Full of glory.
充满了荣耀。
That's the future for the Christian.
这就是基督徒的将来。
Let's just close with a word of prayer. Maybe weIf you have some questions, we have a few minutes that we can maybe take some questions. If not, we can close.
我们看看，我们还有几分钟，看看大家有什么问题。
那个启示录十九章十三节那
里
说，
他
穿了这
样
的水衣，
这
个是他自己还是
？OK, OK. Revelation 19:13.13. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood. Whose blood it is? Christ's blood or his enemy's blood?
That's his. I believe that's the enemy's blood.
这是他敌仇敌的血。
He has a.
他仇敌，他敌人的血。
敌人的血。
对对对。
但当时还没有打仗，还没有跟仇敌打。
It talks there in verse 15 about his striking the nations with that sword.
Well, but James said in verse 13, the war has not started yet. Why there's blood dipped in his robe?
I don't think what you take it in a,Strictly chronological order.
他说我们不能以严格的这个时间，不能用严格的时间顺序来读这几节经文。
So sometimes in scripture you have statements that, especially in the book of Revelation, where you have a description and it's of something that hasn't happened yet, but is spoken of as already accomplished.
那有的时候，特别是在启示录呢，他在后面发生的事情，他在前面就已经把它讲了，已经描述了。
For example, you have many, many prophecies that speak, of events that are going to happen, and don't happen for 1,000 years, and yet are spoken of as already completed.
那很多的预言都是这样的，他们这件事可能在几千年以后。才发生，但是他们在当时呢，讲话的那个语气就像他已经都成就了一样。
God is not a God of time; He's a God of eternity, isn't He? He's eternal.
因为神不是一个有限时间里的神，他是永恒的神。
那比如说，他想把结果在他身上显现出来给大家看。
He said, "In this verse, yeah, we already have seen the result of this war."Yeah, he revealed the result to us.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, 是的。
Yeah. From the Revelation. Yeah, same
chapter, 19.
Okay. 14.
14.
Yeah, so
verse 14.
The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen. And a white king, right? So here, the following, the followers here. So I just wonder who are the followers? And my question is, it's the same revolution chapter.
So your question is, who are these followers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so seven. Yeah, I'm not so sure because seven, chapter seven.
Chapter seven.
Yeah, let us. Is going to be glad. Sorry.
Huh?
Chapter seven and
chapter 19 verse 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come. His bride has made herself ready, fine linen, bright and clean. So are they, the words of 14.
So are they the
bride?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who's bride?
The
bride of Christ.
The bride. Who is
the bride? Oh, okay. Yeah, you're fairly new to the Bible, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. No, the church is made up of all those who have trusted the Lord Jesus, who belong to Him. The word church, we get the idea that this is a church, right? This isn't what is a church. This isn't what a church means. This is just a building. This is an assembly hall. We call it a chapel, right? That's not the church. The church is literally in the Greek, it's those that are called out from the world to Christ. Called out assembly. Those that have been called out of the world to Christ. That's the word from in Greek. So the church is our people, true believers. And they could be, they're made up of all the believers of all time. That's the church. Okay, so they're a group of true born again believers. Now a person may go to religious services, but not be part of the church because they haven't trusted Christ in their hearts yet, right? Okay, so
yeah, may I
translate? Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
我解释一下那个 Anne 的问题啊，因为他最近才接触圣经，他就是说启示录十九章十四节这里面的跟随这个基督的这些人呢，就是天上的众军穿着细麻衣的，是不是就是七节里面的这个心腹？Eric 长老回答说是的。那他问心腹是谁呢？那心腹呢就是教会。那 Eric 长老给他解释，就是这个教会是什么？教会不是这个教堂，这个教堂只是一个建筑。那教会呢是一群人。在希腊的原文里面，教会 church 这个词呢，就是被呼召出来的，被呼召出来的一群人，他包括历史历代所有信靠耶稣基督、真心相信他从灵里重生的人，他不包括那些也去参加教会的宗教活动，但实际上他并没有相信的人。对，所以教会是人。
So the bride now is one of the many metaphors or symbols that are used to describe various relationships of the church to Christ.
那新娘哈，这个比喻呢，只是众多的用来描述耶稣和教会之间的这个关系的这个不同层面的这个关系的其中的一个比喻。
So when we think of a bride, we think of a loving, intimate relationship.
当我们想到新娘呢，我们就想到一个爱的、紧密的、亲密的这个关系。
Now the church is also described as the body of Christ.
那教会呢，还被描述为是基督的身体。
That metaphor describes the functioning of the members of the church to Christ. The Christ is the head, the church is the body. We get direction from the head. And all the members the hands, the feet, and so on, all have a useful function in that, in the body.
嗯，那在这个比喻里面呢，就是身体，用把身体比作教会呢，是来强调这个教会里的肢体的它这个功能，就是基督呢是教会的头，教会的其他的人员呢都是身体。那我们从头那里得到了指令呢，身体的不同的器官、不同的身体呢，各发挥自己的职责，然后共同的行动，就是各司其职。
There's other metaphors that are used, like a temple, that the church is the temple of the Holy Spirit, speaking of the worship of the church.
那还有一个比喻呢，把教会比喻作圣灵的殿，这里强调的是呢，指教会对神的敬拜。
So these metaphors are used to describe the various relationships that we have. Don't forget, this is a relationship with God, which is very complex and perfect and complete.
所以这些比喻呢，都是用来描述教会和基督的不同的关系的。因为不要忘了，我们是在描述和神的关系，这个关系一定是非常的复杂的，同时呢，又是完全的。
Any metaphor is limited in its ability to express that.
那任何一个比喻呢，它本身呢都是有限的，用来描述这个只能部分的描述这样的一种关系。
And because God is infinite, our relationship then to God is an infinite relationship that we've never even begun to explore yet.
因为神是无限的，所以我们跟神的关系呢也是无限的，我们现在只是在刚刚开始探索这个关系。
Thank you for that question, Anne.
谢谢 Anne 的问题。看看还有没有。
Let's pray then.
好，那我们一起祷告。
Father, we do thank you again for your goodness and grace to us.
主，我们感谢您给我们的恩慈和恩典。
And for your marvelous plan of salvation.
以及你这奇妙的救恩的计划。
We can never imagine anything like it.
我们不能想象有任何东西像这救恩这样奇妙。
But we're just beginning to appreciate it a little bit.
我们现在只是刚刚开始有一点点体会。
We pray, Lord, that you draw us who know you closer to your side.
主啊，我们的祈求是盼望您能够吸引我们这已经认识你的人离你越来越近。
That we may know him better every day.
让我们每天都更多的认识主一点。
And Lord, for those that are coming to Jesus who are not yet saved, we pray for them, Lord, to give them an understanding heart.
主，我们为那些来到主耶稣面前，但是他们还没有得救的那些人，求您给他们一颗能够明白的心。
And we ask, Lord, your blessing upon each one of us then in Jesus' name.
我们祈求您的祝福临到我们每一个人，奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.